Welcome to the Taking Flight podcast. I'm Henry Freeman alongside Charlie Andrade, and today we are in the midst of a head coaching search, and Doug Peterson has been fired, and we're going to get him, Charlie, and I'm so excited about that.
If we get Doug Peterson, I don't even – so he was fired from the Eagles, which is, you know, and I don't think that was smart. I don't think that was a smart firing, especially because they were, like, doing it to save, like, Carson Wentz, which is so odd.
Yeah, but it was odd.
I feel like there's a lot going for Doug Peterson to be. I would say he's probably I don't have no basis, but just connecting the dots, I would say that he's probably the most likely to be hired.
Because Joe Douglas spent 3 years on his staff. I think they hired him with Doug. It just, they're friends. And if Mike Maccagnan was the general manager, luckily, Mike Maccagnan had no friends. He just got a phone call from Peyton Manning. But if Joe Douglas wants to cement himself away from Mike Maccagnan, if he doesn't want to lose literally half the fan population, because I will put out a fan poll as we are recording this, but I will bet you, I'll bet you money that there will be a negative favorability towards Doug Peterson.
I would
be taking my talents to Kansas City.
I can't think of a worse coach that we could hire. He's boring. He's not good. There are so many excuses as to why, you know, XYZ, but he's had one good season. I think it was a premature firing, but he's not the team. I would prefer Joe Brady. I'd prefer to take a risk because you know what you're getting from Doug Peterson, but it's like, I would say that we don't get, you know, it's,
and Frank Reich made that Super Bowl win.
Yeah, exactly. I would be at the very bottom of how happy. I mean, I would be okay with Doug Peterson because I think all the head coaching options we have are good, but there are so many better options. There are 6, 7, maybe 5 teams that are hiring this year. I would say there's 8 good options. I would rather have Peterson than Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, I don't know what about it that Bieniemy is the problem with him. I mean, he's under Andy Reid. You know, he's got that. He's in Mahomes' ear. He's made Mahomes. And every year he goes around the cycle, and every year he totally poops out his interviews. I don't understand. I think it might be something related to the Colorado recruiting scandal of 2002. That's my theory.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like there's no reason. Like, you can get help. You can train yourself to get better, and you can train yourself for interviews. You can be who the coaches want you to be. What could it be? I don't think it's race, because the Jets have interviewed Bieniemy, Patrick Graham, they requested. Is it 2? I think it's 2. I will take that out of my theorization, maybe. Robert Saleh and Marvin Lewis. Boom.
4. Yeah.
4. It's not race. Jed Douglas, not a racist. Let's go, baby.
I don't think Bieniemy at this point. I think last year, maybe there was something. I don't think it's premature for people to think that a black coach not being hired isn't racially motivated. But I feel like at this point there's got to be something else to the story than they don't want to hire. It's not like, okay, again, it wasn't that they didn't want to hire him because of his skin color. It's that he wasn't getting the same credence as other coaches. What is the difference between Joe Brady and Eric Bieniemy? And,
well,
does Bieniemy call plays?
No, Bieniemy does not call the plays.
Or no, not Bieniemy, Brady. I know Bieniemy doesn't.
I think Brady calls the plays.
Okay, if he does call the plays, then they're different. But, like, I would like to – I don't know. I would be mildly unhappy if we got –
I mean, maybe they think – maybe general managers think, because he's got Patrick Mahomes, he's got a crutch, he can call half-assed plays, and he can still make it happen. But I don't think that's the case.
I would be very disappointed. My big one would be Brady. I would be,
I would like Brady with Marvin Lewis or Dan Quinn, DC.
Yeah, I think Dan Quinn's going to Seattle, though.
Or Dallas, I believe he just interviewed with.
Oh, I thought he interviewed with Dell too. Did Seattle fire their defensive coordinator? Let's see.
I don't think so. All right, the poll has been up for 5 minutes. Let's see how we got here. We are at 21 votes for no, 1 vote for yes. This is not lying.
This is of the Pearson hire?
Yes. Oh, the one God. Person that voted yes is probably an 8-year-old. Yeah, looks like an 8-year-old.
I don't know. I mean,
we have an update now. 23 votes for now. I think we'll lose a lot of fans when we hire Doug Peterson. This is the most lopsided poll, other than should I send my teacher an email asking for an extension on a project because the Jets won a game and I was emotionally distraught. Which got 275 yes votes and 3 no votes. That was the most lopsided poll I've ever ran.
I don't. is there an honest? Okay. I don't know. Peterson kind of feels like hiring Jason Garrett in a way.
I'd call him hiring Adam Gase. I mean, this guy comes right off being fired. He's. No one thinks about him until he's in the door. And when Adam Gase is fired, you expect, okay, maybe he'll land in, I don't know, Denver, because Gary Kubiak was retiring and they need an offensive coordinator or something like that. But no. And then Mike Maignan went out, plucked him out of the air. Manish Mehta said, rejoice, Jets fans. And then we went 9-23. I can't
imagine. I feel like, I don't remember what the specifics of his hiring were, but I feel like the Jets wanted
to pick the staff, they wanted Greg Williams, and Matt Rhule did not want Greg Williams, and neither did Cliff Kingsbury or Todd Monken or basically any other coach that they interviewed did not want Greg Williams, except for Adam Gase, who would let them hire Greg Williams.
Yeah. Do you think that he could rebuild a roster, Doug Peterson?
I don't know. I mean, you could have like an Andy Reid resurgence, but the last Eagles coach was Rich Kotite, who somehow did worse than Gase with the Jets. And I think you stay away from it. I don't know. I mean, look how he's developed. He kind of developed Wentz, and then he ruined him.
Yeah.
Like the same track of Bowles, Darnold, except for you didn't insert Gase. It was kind of like you had him, and then you didn't. And Hurts is getting screwed. And their drafting ability sucks, so you could kind of attribute that to Howie Roseman. I just think they're clear.
I think there are better options, and I think if you want to wait – the only option is if you're hiring next year, but that's not going to happen. I mean, there's no – so I would just go with a better option. There would be easier ways.
Brian Daboll, Wink Martindale.
No. I would much rather have Doug Peterson than Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll is so –
We'll scratch Brian Daboll, but Wink Martindale, Matt Eberflus,
Patrick or Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, he'll go to the Bears if anything, and he won't go anywhere else.
Northwestern head coach. He's not going to the Bears.
Dan Mullen.
Anyone?
Would you do Dan Mullen?
No, I'd rather have Doug Peterson.
I mean, Trask is not a good quarterback. He's going to be a game manager, and
he's going to be
Dan Mullen has got. I understand this at the collegiate level, and that Florida is a powerhouse, but
I just feel like Florida's offense is so.
The reason that Kyle Trask was even close to the Heisman was because of Dan Mullen.
Yeah,
and if you look at, he developed Dak Prescott as well, I believe.
Yeah, but I feel like at that point,
bring him on as an offensive coordinator. Maybe?
I would hire him as offensive coordinator. He's not going to leave Florida for an offensive coordinator job.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But it, I would do that. I just think his offense is too, because I feel like you can move off a coordinator easier than you can a head coach.
Yeah.
And his offense is so, like, if it works really well, then, you know, we have a great offensive coordinator that probably isn't head coach, but at some point you have to, you know, sacrifice him. Uh-huh. And that's a riskier bet than Peterson. Mm-hmm. Peterson's like 500. So, you know, you have 500.
You'll have a mediocre team. You'll have 8-8 every year.
I think we could have some 10-6 years, some 11-5 years. We're never going to be like 13-3, but you know, I wouldn't hate it. I trust Joe Douglas. This is one hire with Doug Peterson that I would be like, how much of this is actual evaluation? How much is like, I worked with him. I think he's a good guy. But maybe he knows best. He probably knows best.
Maybe. But I don't think it happens. What candidates are there? There's Matt Eberflus, the Colts defense coordinator, who is okay. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a good defense.
The Falcons defensive coordinator, you said?
No, Colts. Matt Eberflus.
I thought he said he would. No, it must have been. I don't know. I'd rather not. I feel like
I don't know. Brandon Staley, Rams defense coordinator. I think you hire him if you want Quinnen Williams to have same production as Aaron Donald. I understand that Donald was there before they hired him, but
production wise,
he kept up the production. He didn't have him in regression.
Okay, so
Quinnen's been good.
I want to move to that after this one last question. Okay, who would you most want hired to be hired for the Jets, least want? So,
all right, so my recipe for success and my timetable here is 2023. Joe Burrow, Marvin Lewis, defensive coordinator. Zach Wilson, because it fits Brady's scheme. And a solid line.
Yeah.
You're set.
I would rather have Pat Fitzgerald as our head coach.
I just don't see him coming out. Obviously, I'd have him on the top of my list. I just don't think it's likely. He loves Northwestern, and he loves the Bears. And really, I think that Pat Fitzgerald's only going to the Bears, and that's it.
Yeah, he probably would go next year then. That makes more sense. Then I would say I would hire – at this point, I don't want to say Doug Peterson. Okay, Joe Brady is our head coach. Offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator Dan Quinn, offensive coordinator. I really want to say Doug Peterson, but I feel like that'd be Doug Peterson, okay, but you have Joe Brady call the plays, and Doug Peterson just does the more mundane tasks of running the offense. That is better than the other way. Which is, you know, obviously he's not leaving one, you know what I mean? But like, he's a better offensive coordinator, not calling plays.
Mm-hmm. Who's that, Bieniemy?
No, Doug Peterson. I'd rather have Doug Peterson. Offensive coordinator than Joe Brady. I would not want to have Eric Bieniemy as our head coach, because I feel like while there is a chance he's really good, it's the highest chance that we end up 5-10 bad again. And just like, Also, he's reportedly bad in the interview.
Yeah, he's tanked every interview so far. All right, so as we unless you want to get more.
No, I was just going to, I was going to segment into Quinnen, because I think that was not talked about enough. Mm-hmm. He was like a top two. I mean, he was really good.
As we segue in, I have a poll update.
Okay.
I posted it 11 minutes ago. 10 votes for yes, and one of them being a troll account.
Okay.
61 votes for no.
Jeez. I feel like, I think the negative reception to Peterson is just because he's so mundane and so boring.
Yeah.
Recency
bias has people fresh in the minds of the Jalen Hurts game.
Even ignoring that, I think that he doesn't have that impressive a resume. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, the Super Bowl win was like kind of fluky, kind of Frank Reichish. And if the fact that he hasn't had much success after that, and he couldn't win a division, with a very healthy roster. Yeah, he had a very, I mean, there were injuries. They always have injuries. So, like, hey, why is that happening? Is that Doug Peterson?
It's like Adam Gase stat.
Yeah. There was a report that Adam Gase was going, that Texans would bring in Adam Gase as offensive coordinator and Matt Patricia as the defensive coordinator.
And that would be fantastic.
That would be great.
Have Josh Daniels as the head coach?
Yeah. McDaniels. Oh, my God. That could actually happen. That makes a lot of sense.
That would be a dream team, to be quite honest. Sean Watson would love it.
Give Adam Gase the weapons. God.
Let's see how Adam Gase has a good quarterback.
Oh, Deshaun Watson. Yeah, that's one, something we can talk about.
Yeah, but not Quinnen.
Yeah. It's kind of a small thing, but I feel like he was under. He was talked about not enough by the national media. No Jets player is, but except for Sam Darnold for some reason.
Yeah, because they want to make him think he's good because he's got a great agent, Jimmy Sexton. Same agent as Adam Gase
and Joe Douglas.
And Joe Douglas.
That is insane.
But, and Joe Namath.
I just think Quinnen was really good this year, and he should be talked about more. Not really much to say about it, but like, I hope he can keep it up and progress still.
I mean, that's where Greg Williams is good at developing. That's the one thing he's good at. He's absolutely awful at play calling.
Yeah.
He's way too aggressive. He wants to hurt people sometimes.
At this point, I feel like Quinnen is at like a place where if he has a okay defensive coordinator, even a kind of a bad one, he can progress and become better. But like that, I think Williams was good for his progression.
And you know why? Because of the name you've never heard of that you'll hear about. You heard it here first on the Taking Flight podcast by Andre Carter, the defensive line coach of the New York Jets, will be having a head coach opportunity within the next 5 years.
I would agree with it. I mean, why don't we just bump? No, I kind of want him staying where he is. But, like, yeah, I agree with that.
He was a former player. He was with the Patriots. He has a lot of sacks. And you see how he's got Bryce Huff getting sacks. He's got Foley Fatukasi, Terrell Basham, Kyle Phillips, Nathan Shepard. People who, if I asked someone from California who was even a football nerd who those people were, they probably would not be able to name. And if you give Andre Carter a good defensive edge, like say Patrick Jones III or second or whatever the hell his initials are, or Victor Dimucheje, Aziz Olajari, all the edges have weird names that I'm definitely mispronouncing. Quincy Roche, Greg Rousseau, won't fall. But all of those, if you get a true edge rusher, the Jets front seven turns into the top in the league. It's borderline top 10 with,
I think it's already no top names. 10.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, if you like get good people.
Yeah, I agree. I think you get a good edge rusher, it's like top five, maybe top three. Absolutely. Going into that, I'm not really going into that, but moving on to a Jets related topic, Deshaun Watson apparently is very unhappy with the Texans hiring their general manager. The quote from Schefter was, if he was at a two during Deshaun Watson's, or not Deshaun Watson, if he was at a two during Hopkins' trade, he's a 10 now. So would you trade our first round pick this year, our Seattle first round pick, a fourth round pick, and Sam Darnold for Deshaun Watson?
Oh, 100%. You get Deshaun Watson and a fifth back, I assume.
Yeah, it's not going to happen because I think
it's not going to happen. That is perfection. I mean,
yeah, I would trade even anything for him.
I think you send. Actually, I'm gonna counter you there. You send Darnold to San Francisco, and you use the capital from that to trade back into the first round, and then you take Devonta Smith, or Jalen Waddle, or something.
I doubt Waddle falls.
Rashad Bateman will be available at 23, I'd bet. I mean, and that's like a Michael Thomas. That's my pro comp for him. He's not very good at anything but slants, but even Slant Boy is good.
Yeah. I would, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's mostly hearsay, but if it does happen, the Jets should be the first in line. The Dolphins aren't going to move off Tua because they think he's good. Because
Chris Greer is not the smartest.
Chris Greer is the worst general manager in the league. I will forever – I can rant for this about 15 minutes. I'm not even sold on Brian Flores, but I feel like 90% of what – anyway, Hopkins – or not Hopkins. Watson is probably – yeah, he's not going to move, but I think that he's better than any quarterback here in this draft besides Trevor Lawrence, maybe. I don't know. I mean, no, he's not. Deshaun Watson's better. He's like the second best quarterback in the league right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence top three. Be better than that.
There's Patrick Mahomes. There's
Josh Allen or Deshaun Watson. That would be the only ones.
Josh Allen, really?
I mean, I don't think so, but like it's not.
I need to slam that. Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson.
I don't think Russell Wilson's better than Deshaun Watson. I think he was. But I think
so he's top two. He's top two because I can't think of any other quarterbacks.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, I think that would be a very interesting. It's not going to happen, as I've said, but it feels like mostly offseason talk. But the Jets should make an effort. I feel like they won't. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of want to talk about free agency because a lot of Jets fans want Allen Robinson, but I would put our odds at getting Deshaun or Allen Robinson at like 2%. Not because of
he wants to be a Packer.
Yeah,
Wants Aaron Rodgers. He wants us. I think he's tired. Have you seen his charts of like who's thrown a ball to him? Like Mitch Trubisky, Blake Bortles, Nick Foles, Blaine Gabbert, Tyler Bray, like stuff like that. It's just no weapons.
I also doubt that we make that many moves in free agency this year. I just don't. If we didn't re-sign Robbie Anderson for like $2 million more, I just doubt it. Which, you know, you can argue the logistics of if that's successful. But I feel like we're actually rebuilding instead of having one bad year and then just going in for it like the Dolphins did.
Yeah.
It's just like
I can kind of see Douglas going the Brandon Bean route in that he signs all these no names tries to build it up through there because he's always been great with the undrafted free agents and the
I agree.
And the late round picks, those have been the stars.
I agree. And I think that the success the stuff is gonna come from the draft. The only person we trade this year probably is Darnold. Maybe a few no names, you know. But that's really the only notable one. I think that there is I think that we might trade Jameson Crowder. Is he free agent this year? If he's not,
I think he might be.
I thought it was either this year or next year. Either way.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If it is next year, then we probably trade him. But yeah, I think that free agency is going to be kind of quiet. Maybe we get a big name. There aren't many. I mean, what are the big names? Oh, Chris Godwin.
I can imagine. I think he's really a true slot receiver, and the Jets don't need that.
You're right. He's probably going to resign, if anything.
But my prediction is Corey Davis as our wide receiver addition.
Let's go.
Our offensive lineman.
And
then build everything else in the draft. Maybe go a couple bit defensive strengths. Sign a linebacker.
Yeah, I would 100% be cool with that. I think that Tooney is great, especially after the Patriots lost their like amazing offensive line coach. And that was like the whole thing was like that is Tooney gonna be good without this offensive line coach who apparently is like one of the best ever, and he was. So especially with a team that was so with Cam being so mobile, the pocket was always shifting that he kept up with that. And Corey Davis is a really good wide receiver number two. Like he is I would love that. He's proven to be good. He's like a seven. But yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets are really just a few pieces away, and that's what people. That's what people just they look at the record and they say, you're 2-14. You're garbage. And that's just false because the Jets are a quarterback, a wide receiver, a cornerback, and a head coach away from being contenders, really, in my eyes, and an offensive line.
I think, I think we, you know, we have a valid chance at a wild card spot next year. We probably end up top 15, but you know, I could imagine a scenario where Dolphins are going to be awful, Patriots are going to be bad. I think that then you probably have the Colts if they don't sign a quarterback and they go with Eason, they're going to be bad probably. There's just a lot of, I think next year, this year was a lot of mediocre teams. Like, I don't think there's a great team in the league.
Yeah. I mean, you next had the Washington football team at 7-9. Yeah. Bears exactly. 8-8.
Exactly. So you could have some of like us sneak in. I think it's a possibility. Yeah. Probably like not that likely, but you know, for a team that's picking second overall in the draft, that's
with 9 draft picks, 5 in the top 100.
Like if Justin Fields is good, which I would prefer we get, right. I don't think that Joe Douglas is too phased by like the speed of the moment, like overreacting. But you know that I think people are too cautious to overreact if they can't appreciate how impressive that was. I mean, Justin Fields was good against a great defense, and that is
with a broken rib or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that means a lot, and it's Justin Fields.
I think if he reciprocates his performance against number one team in the nation, I think that he's a clear cut quarterback too. I still like Zach Wilson. I think he'd be perfect for Joe Brady's
team. I don't like Justin. I don't know. I think that is too much of a risk that I would be willing to take.
But that'd be like, it's like a high risk, high reward, you know.
Whatever our coach wants, or whatever Joe Douglas wants, I'm cool with.
I am blind faith in as long as it's not Penei Sewell.
Agreed. Not agreed.
As long as it's not Penei Sewell.
Not agreed.
I am cool with
Penei Sewell.
No, why?
I
you can draft Dylan Raduns at 34.
No.
Same production.
If we have two anchors, I am cool with that.
Okay, but you can find the anchor at Ronnie Stanley was a third round pick.
True, but there's a bunch of third round picks that suck, that aren't good. Cameron Clark is bad.
Well, Cameron Clark hasn't seen the light of the day yet.
Oh, I'm thinking of a Solomon Kidney. No, who am I thinking of? The Dolphins guard. The Dolphins guard.
Justin
Herring. No, they drafted him last. It doesn't matter. Anyway. Whatever. It's a high bust rate. I would like that. I think that's a good.
But you got such a deep offensive line, offensive tackle. You can take Samuel Cosmi. Can take Samuel Cosmi or Jalen Mayfield.
Take both of them.
Okay.
Mekhi
Becton. Becton.
Penei Sewell, Joe Tooney, center, right guard. That is the best offensive line in the entire league. I'm down for that. If we draft Sewell, I'm happy.
Because you can't take a quarterback in the later rounds. You can't get an offensive tackle.
We don't need. Okay, I'll keep Darnold for another year. He sucks, but it doesn't matter that much.
Charlie, evidently you have not been watching these games. I know you've been telling me you haven't, but now it's really showing.
Darnold, okay. If we go like 3-13 next year, I don't watch the games. It doesn't matter. Then we come back. I'm cool
and then you're
that.
Still on the keep Darnold train, aren't you?
And then we keep Darnold for the next 10 years and wait.
Yeah.
But I don't. Okay, obviously it might not happen. I think there's probably like a 95% chance we'd take not named Sewell.
Yeah.
Maybe 98. But there's a 2% chance, and I'm happy with that.
I mean, you took Mekhi Becton at 11. If anything, you can trade down and take a wide receiver. You have an average guard in George Fant. Taylor Moten set the hit free agency if you want to throw the bank at him. You have Dylan Raduns, Samuel Cosmi, Jalen Mayfield, Elijah Vera Tucker.
But that's not – that. Those are way more risky. Why not?
Barely. They're still first-round talents.
I'm going to prove you wrong when we draft Penei Sewell and we have the best
If we draft Penei Sewell and hire Doug Peterson.
Dub.
You and me.
Wentz. Can we trade for Carson Wentz if we
– Yeah, trade for Carson Wentz. Eat his cap. Take Sewell. Build around
him. That'd be so funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that would be really funny. I think that – no, okay. Then with our, like, 23rd pick – by the way, the Seahawks are going to be bad next year. So, rip Bozo. We have two top 15 picks next year.
That's why I want to trade that pick for Deshaun Watson because I don't see – I think Ross is beginning to begin his regression because of Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah. We were going to – didn't we interview Schottenheimer?
No, it was rumored, but
okay.
There was no interest.
Why do teams tweet when they interview someone? I don't understand.
I think it's like a formality.
Okay.
I think they have to make it available to the public unless it's college. Okay. And even if it's college, they want to know. I think they also want to squeeze teams to make bad decisions.
That makes sense.
And they say, oh, that guy's interviewing him. And then if we don't like him at all, we got to grab him. We got to grab him. And
that makes sense.
Then that's one less opening and one more candidate that you don't want off the board.
I
don't know.
It does make sense. I mean, I think it's like, otherwise, Darnold said,
Donald like wants to be a Jet for life, but
I don't understand.
Care what he has to say.
Okay, wait, we missed this because we had a podcast last week. That was my fault that I didn't send. What happened, Jets Twitter always kind of hates each other. But this week it was like for real. Like pro Darnold and anti Darnold.
Mm-hmm. Are the battle
of stupid people and smart people.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they want Sewell. Then they're
Nope.
Then they've unlocked their brain. They see that.
What? Sewell be a bust?
If Sewell's a that would scare me.
This is the Ryan Leaf of offensive.
Yeah.
I have Rashawn Slater and Christian Darrisaw very, very close to Sewell.
Really?
On my boards.
And I have never watched either, so I have no idea.
Well, Rashawn Slater is this versatile, he can play every position guy. He's
that
big.
Sounds
he's athletic.
That sounds better. I like that in like the 23rd pick.
He's Northwestern. He won't fall. He'll be a top 15.
Oh.
He opted out this season too, but.
Trade down.
He's offensive tackle 2/1 for me, honestly.
Hmm.
I wouldn't mind trading down for him.
Trade down, get another first round pick, get a bunch of weapons, get who cares? Mm-hmm. We're not gonna
And then sign Jameis Winston.
Yeah, okay, honestly, not joking, that would be cool. That would be good.
I'm willing to mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
Let's be fun. Let's be a fun team.
Exactly.
Let's do jokes.
Let's get that, whatever that guy's name was.
Rashawn Slater, Jalen Waddle.
Rashad Bateman. Waddle. And then you have this 50 interceptions. Wait, no.
50
no.
touchdowns.
Wait, did Jameis get 50 interceptions?
Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I'm just now realizing how crazy that is.
All right, let's sign Mariota then.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Mariota had one good game. People were like, this is why he needs to be a starter.
Yeah. No, it's
No. He had 30 interceptions. Okay.
Even take
That's
Matt
still
Jones
insane.
Having game managed. You know, build up your defense. Yeah. I don't know. Anything can happen. We don't know what we're talking about. I mean, we kind of do, but also we don't because we're childs. We're children. Not childs. I can grammar. Don't worry. I'm good at this. And honestly, I'm whatever he does, I have blind faith unless it's Doug Peterson.
I agree.
No Doug Peterson. No Doug Peterson.
I'm glad that they fired Gase because I felt like there was a chance.
Yeah. I kind of knew it, but also I didn't at the same time. Update as we head out, I think.
Yeah. Did we get any? Is there any news from any other coaching searches?
Oh, we just completed the interview with Aaron Glenn. But yes, he was a cornerback for the Jets from 94 to 01. And he's now the Saints defensive backs coach. And they just interviewed him for head coach.
I don't know. I doubt it comes to fruition.
Yeah, I have no idea. I think it'll be a defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Overall, though, this was a exciting week to be a Jets fan.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you enjoyed our our podcast where we proved Joe Douglas isn't racist.
It's not a racist. Should I title that? I don't know.
Yes.
All right.
I am Charlie Andrade, my professional account. I'm Yay to Yeezy as my fun account where I talk about music. You are NY Jets Island on Twitter. And Jets Island Instagram. Let's go. I got it. Thank you guys for listening.
132 people voted no for Doug Peterson. 16 people voted yes. Thank you guys for watching, and we will see you next time.